You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
It's time to talk to a nice lady in the studio. I don't get many visitors, but it's nice to get one. And I've got one now. And it's a lovely lady called Emily Guthrie. Now, she's the Community Engagement Coordinator for the CFA. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks, Dave. Good, lovely good. To be here.
Good. It's good to actually get you in person.
Yeah.
Spoke to you over the phone a few times, and you've sent some lovely people through to talk about the CFA.
Yeah.
I might turn the air conditioning down. Sounds like we're in a breeze. But sounds like we're on an
aeroplane.
Yeah, there we are. We turned it down to medium. That's a bit better. And what's been happening in the world of the CFA? Hit us with it.
So a few things going on at the moment that might be of interest to people. So in a lot of areas, the fire danger period has now ended.
Yep, that's right.
So locally here, Greater Shep, Moira and Strathbogie, the fire danger period's ended. That means a lot of people are burning off at the moment.
True.
Yeah. So there's just some things that people need to think about before they burn off.
Yeah.
The first thing that they need to do is to check that the fire danger period's ended in their area. Then they need to go onto their council website to look at the local laws in relation to burning off.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You need to get it official, don't you, before you light fire to anything.
And you'll find in some areas you can't burn off at any time of the year. So, yeah, people need to be aware of that and the rules that their local council has.
Yep.
It's important to still check the weather forecast for the day of your burn and also the days following your burn.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Anything that's more than going to be light winds, you wouldn't want to be burning off. And you also need to let a few people know that you're going to be burning off.
Yes, otherwise people like me might panic. With the winds, would you say no more than, say, 15 kilometres an hour?
Yeah, that's a good guide. Like that? People can use, we have a guide, the Voluntary Grain Harvesting Guide, on the CFA website, and we've also got it in hard copy.
Right.
That can be used as a good guide for, you know, winds and things like that.
Good idea.
Yeah, yeah. So you need to register your burn off. You can do that at the Fire Permits website, which is firepermits.vic.gov.au, or you can do it by calling the 1800 number, which is 1-800-668-511. You need to make sure that your neighbours know that you're going to be burning off. They might, you know, want to bring their washing in.
Yeah, that's right. Nothing worse than smoke on your nice.
They might see a fire and call 000 if they don't know that you're burning off and things like that. So it's really good to let people know around. You need to make sure that you've got enough people to monitor your burn off and make sure that it's fully extinguished before you leave it.
Yeah.
It's also important to go back and check that burn off area in the subsequent days and weeks because things can, you know, smoulder for quite a long time.
And the air can also push it up again, can't
it?
Yeah. You get a strong breeze.
Yeah.
Could come back again, the old fire.
Yeah, and if you get, like one of those windy days. It's also important to remember that we can still have total fire ban days at any time of the year. So, you know, make sure that you're not burning off on a total fire ban day, that you have enough water to extinguish your burn if it starts to get a bit big.
Yes, a bit out of control, shall we say.
So just I'll give you that 1800 number to register where people can register their burn off.
Sure.
It's 1-800-668-511.
That'd be great. And so people should ring that number.
People should ring that number to let
they're going to do a burn off
to advise.
Of
Yeah.
Some decent advice. And they've got to let you guys know too, haven't they? Apart from the
So that 1800 number lets us know that so that the CFA won't be called out unnecessarily.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Didn't know that. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very
so
good.
There's a lot of smoke around at the moment. That's something else people probably need to be aware of at the current time.
Yeah, they've had a fair bit of planned burnout. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Because as you can see, I'm using your CFA map.
Very good. Yeah, You've got the Vic Emergency app
I try to be intelligent, but don't tell anyone, okay?
And that's
to be brainy.
Another thing, if people are interested in what's going on with planned burns, they can have a look on the Vic Emergency app and that'll tell them about planned burns and things like that.
Yeah, I'll be honest without that. It's really good. I've got it on my phone and we use it here at the radio.
Yeah.
So it's really good.
Yeah. It's very good for, notifying of all kinds of incidents.
Yeah, that's right. Road accidents and roads and freeways. I use it for the roads. Every show I do, I have a look at the freeways and highways.
Yeah.
So I use it for that. But it's also nice to know about fires.
Yeah.
And if there is a car accident or a fire incident, it pops up real quick. Very quick, which is great because then you can tell the listeners to just avoid that area.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Trying to be a good boy, aren't I? Trying to improve my intelligence lessons, but it's not even. Some days it works, some days it doesn't. Yeah, what else have we got to talk about? Yeah, got a few things.
Well, the other thing that's coming up this weekend is the end of daylight savings.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Wow.
So we did have a bit of discussion about this in the office this morning as to whether we would gain or lose an hour's sleep, and we seem to have come to the consensus that we would gain an hour's sleep.
Okay. Yeah, well, you put your clocks forward, don't you? You go back forward.
Back.
Hang on, back. That's right, you are right. Yeah, I really got to think about it.
It's very difficult every year to work it out.
Yes, we've got to go back because we're on daylight saving now.
Yeah.
And we've got to go back. You are right. We've got to put the clock backwards, not forwards.
Yeah.
I did that once and I got 2 hours early for work and she said, you mind doing this? But only I could do it. But anyway, it's a nasty thing to do. So, make sure you put your clocks back Sunday morning or late Sunday night.
Well, more importantly with our CFA messaging, we see this as a really important time to check that your smoke alarms are working and in good working order.
Good idea.
So if you have smoke alarms that are powered by a 9-volt battery, it's the day that you can change your batteries over.
Yes, good idea.
Test your smoke alarm by depressing the test button. We do have some recommendations that we'd like people to upgrade and have the latest technology with their smoke alarms. So for that, we recommend that people use smoke alarms powered by a long-life lithium battery, which is a 10-year battery.
Wow.
So if your smoke alarms are 10 years old or more, it would be a good time to replace them now. We say that any smoke alarm only has a lifespan of 10 years max. So if you are going to do that, we recommend smoke alarms powered by the long life lithium battery, that you purchase interconnected smoke alarms. So that means when one smoke alarm sounds, they all sound.
They all trigger. Yeah, beautiful.
They must be located between each bedroom area and the rest of the house. But in addition to that, we recommend that smoke alarms be installed in every bedroom and living area.
Yeah. Now, the interesting thing here too is also if you own your own home, it's easier for you to get a Sparky out and connect them all together. And that's the battery ones or the electricity ones, isn't that right?
Yeah. So there's two different types. There's hardwired, which obviously need to be installed by an electrician.
Yep.
And there's battery operated ones, which you can obviously put up yourself.
That's right.
If you're, physically able to do so. With the battery operated ones, you can now purchase interconnected ones that are battery operated as well.
Gee, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
That's the way to go though, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And look, if people have queries or they have difficulty financially purchasing smoke alarms and things like that, you can contact me on 5833 2400 and we'll see if we can help you out with some smoke alarms or maybe someone to come out and put them up for you.
Now, what are hours of business? Are you a 9 a.m. to 5 a.m.?
We're a 9 a.m. to 5, Monday to Friday.
Right, so ring that number. One more time for the listeners on that particular
it's
number.
5833 2400 and you can ask for myself, Emily Guthrie.
That'd be lovely. Now, what's the story there? Do you guys, your talented fire guys, come out and help little old ladies put them up?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
They'll do that for you.
Yeah,
that's very nice of them.
Yeah. So, anyone who's might be elderly or have, some sort of disability or something that prevents them from being able to do that themselves, we'll help them out with that.
And you're getting a lot of customers, come from Melbourne, people who buy houses now in the regional areas of Victoria.
Yeah.
And would it be a good idea to check in with your department? What would they consider as a fire hazard around your house, you know?
Yeah. So we've got lots of resources on fire hazards around the house. Mm. The most common area that that fires start is kitchens.
Yep.
So we recommend that people always stay with their cooking and supervise it well.
Yep.
Keep their kitchen area clean, free of things like, you know, avoid having your tea towel hanging over.
Yep.
You know, people, you often see people having their tea towel hanging over the oven.
It's not a good
Don't
idea.
Do that.
No, not above the oven. Down down to the oven door's not bad, but any higher than that's not good. With the change in temperatures coming on soon, soon we're going to change into colder weather eventually. Sort of heaters, and I suppose it's a good idea to get the heaters all checked out and something like that.
Yeah, so if you've got a gas heater, you need to have it serviced at least every once every 2 years to make sure it's all good, and prevent, obviously, carbon monoxide poisoning and things like that.
Yeah.
The other thing that people need to be really mindful of is having things close to any heating.
Yeah.
So, you know, it can be harder to dry clothes and things like that over winter. If you've got clothes on a clothes horse, make sure they're at least a metre away from the heater.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and that goes for anything around the heater area, anything.
It's not
fungible.
A bad idea. Keep it all about a metre away from your heater.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Particularly if you buy cheap couches, which are sort of fake leather.
Yes.
You know, you don't want them too close to the heater.
Well, that's the other issue, I suppose, we have these days. There's a lot of synthetic fibres and fabrics and products, and things just aren't made to the standard that they once were. So things are a lot easier to catch fire, and they catch fire a lot quicker.
They do.
Yeah.
Very good. And I think that's anything else you'd love to tell our public of what to do.
No, I'd just like to reiterate that message to check your smoke alarms.
Yep.
Have a look on the CFA website or contact us at the district if you want more information about smoke alarms.
Yeah, your office number again for the ladies and gents who might miss out.
It's 5833 2400.
That's good. And how are everybody in that brigade? They're all happy, safe, and careful. We'll be
We're all happy back in the office now. Now that we can sort of be back in there and enjoy each other's company face to face, as opposed to over the computer screen. Yeah, it's really nice.
I think the CFA had some games over in Marina recently.
They had this.
You don't participate in any of that?
Well, we did a little activity over there in the middle of last week with some local schools, practicing fire safety stuff with the schools over there. So that was really great to be able to use that facility.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had the state championships. Last Saturday, Sunday, and the brigades also participated in the torchlight march
on Saturday night,
with the Illuminate Festival, which was
getting around,
lots of fun.
You're getting around, which is fantastic, all right? So Emily's office number, one more time, in case anyone wants to talk urgently about any of the issues that we've discussed today, which is good.
So it's 5833 2400.
Thank you for coming in. I know you're a busy woman. Where are you off to today anyway? Exciting or back in the office?
I'm back in the office today. I've got to catch up on some paperwork.
Of course. Haven't we all? Good on you.
That's me for today. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Emily. Thank you so much for coming in. It's always a pleasure to talk to anyone from the ZFA. You know where we are. You have our number. You've got my number. So if you ever need any interviews or anything nasty pops up in town and the CFA needs anything to be broadcast, give us a buzz and let us know, and we'll put it over as soon as we can.
Thanks very much, Dave.
We'll talk to you with our clocks put backwards, won't we now? In April. We'll talk to you in April sometime. How's that?
Excellent. Lovely.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Good idea. Thank you for popping up and being here. She's a lovely lady on time too. You notice that, folks? We've been talking to Emily Guthrie. She's the Community Engagement Coordinator of the CFA. Thanks for being with us this morning, Emily. Take care. Won't you now?
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.